This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When the U.S. Senate in May passed what it called a comprehensive immigration bill, it was simply out of touch with what the American people want. All surveys show the American people want our government to establish secure borders first, before we talk about dealing with any other problems. If there's water in your basement, it's common sense to stop new water from coming in before you try to bucket out the water that is already there. Two spontaneous grassroots groups have risen up out of nowhere to sign joint statements demanding that President Bush drop his push for a guest worker program to bring in millions of new foreigners, plus a path to citizenship for illegal aliens already in this country. One of these declarations was written by scholar John Fonte of the Hudson Institute and signed by a diverse group that included William Bennett, Judge Robert Bork, William Buckley, Thomas Sowell, and several prominent scholars. The other letter was written by author Don Fetter and presented a very different group that included Alan Keyes, Richard Vigory, Howard Phillips, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, Chris Simcox, and Brent Bozell. I signed both declarations because they covered different points of this important subject. These declarations pointed out the immense increase in the tax burden that would fall on American taxpayers if the legalization and guest worker plans are adopted. Most of the so-called guest workers will be high school dropouts who will work for low-wage jobs and pay little or no income tax. They will get an enormous array of taxpayer-funded benefits, including health care, public schooling, Social Security, food stamps, the WIC program, housing subsidies, earned income tax credit handouts, and even free legal services. Our own high school dropouts should get the opportunity to work the jobs that the foreigners will take. We hope our representatives in Washington are listening to Grassroots America.
For up-to-date information on why amnesty and guest worker plans are mistakes, and on how illegal immigration makes U.S. taxpayers pay heavy additional costs for schools, hospitals, Medicaid, prisons, and all social benefits, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for Immigration Facts or visit our website, eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Then join us daily for more on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Get a job because now every ignorant and proud American and Minuteman who we must thank for this look that he gave us inside the family of an illegal alien. But the production company, the host, and the FX channel get zero thanks from Americans for this slanted, liberalized, anti-American, drag-out-your-hanky puff piece. It starts right off with some of the most blatant racism I have ever seen in my life. The Gonzalez family, or as they were called, anticipates the arrival of this Minuteman Frank. The youngest daughter asks the question of the mother, do you think he's white or black? To which the mom answers, and get this, she says, quote, listen, I just hope he's our color. I don't want them to send us a blonde, blue-eyed guy or a galacho. Now, you say what you want, but that is a derogatory way of talking about people. And to even discuss the race of the person coming to your house is out-and-out racism. And to show you that the FX channel knew what was going on, in the subtitles, it did not say gabacho. It said gringo. Gringo means American. Gabacho means white boy. But they altered the subtitles so that you wouldn't know what these people were saying. Unbelievable. And then they went on to start the slant. Frank was referred to many, many times as an anti-immigrant Minuteman. He's not anti-immigrant, he's anti-illegal alien invasion. And the family continually referred to themselves as immigrants. This was a family of seven, mother, father, five kids, who allegedly exist on $15,000 a year. They live in a small 500-square-foot apartment in East L.A. The father was a handyman slash day laborer in the neighborhood they lived in, and he also was a maintenance man for the apartment they lived in. His family, I'm going to repeat this now, his family lived on $15,000 a year, and none of them had missed any meals. With the exception of the two high school girls, they were all fat. Even the cat was fat. The whole damn family, with the exception of two girls, was fat. They're living large, folks. They had TV. They had computer. They had cable. They had computer access. They had everything, video games, the whole shot. Now, I'm not saying people shouldn't have that, but they wasn't living so bad. They came here 12 years ago, husband, wife, and three kids. To this day, the husband and wife speak zero English. Zero English. Unbelievable. The oldest daughter, Armita, was the most political. She asked Frank if he felt hypocritical because he was an immigrant. When she asked if he came here legally and he answered yes, she immediately changed the subject. Oh, she started going on and on about the pilgrims and all this other stuff. They ain't got a damn thing to do with what's going on in 2006. Nothing. Either you're legal or you ain't. None of that matters anymore. Frank had a good comeback. He said, you know, countries have been lost through violence and other ways. They've been taken over with force, and whatever reason, the countries have been lost. That can happen here. And she's one of the ones making it happen. She then went into the, quote, we're not criminals, unquote, routine. And then went on to say, quote, I'm doing fine in school, and I'm a great asset to this country, end quote. What? Because you're doing fine in school, you're an asset to the country? What does that mean? What does that mean? If I lived in a house with all those people, I'd try to go to school all I wanted, all I could, to be as good as I could be, too, so I could get away from there. But that's not an asset. You're just doing your job as a student. But to say that you're an asset, talk about an overinflated opinion of yourself. Unbelievable. She was constantly trying to change Frank's opinion on illegality and make him as lawless as her and her family were. And they were lawless people, folks. She went on talking about the American dream and how could we possibly keep anyone from it. It was her arrogance on demanding things that she had no right to that really angered me. But when they showed one of her teachers, a J.R. Young, and when they went to the church service at the local church, you could see exactly where the arrogance came from and who put the idea in her head. It was the church and it was her teacher. Both a bunch of liberal idiots who decided that they're going to tell this girl that what she's doing is okay. It's okay to be here illegally. It's okay to use up our tax dollars. It's okay to be on welfare. It is okay to cross our border just because you want to. Doesn't matter what our laws say. You can do whatever you want. That means that since I'm poor, I can go to Beverly Hills. I can go into somebody's house and just be there and say, well, I'm here. I'm here for a better life. You're going to let me stay? Hell no. They're not going to let me stay. They're going to put me in jail, or they're going to build a new jail for me because I violated the law. But it is okay for these people because they are now the chosen people in this country. When talking to her father, he explained to Armida that you can't change the world. And he explained to her that the reason Frank was this way was because, quote, are you ready for this? Her father said of Frank, quote, he thinks this is his country, end quote. Imagine that, saying that Frank, an American citizen, thinks it's his country. The arrogance of Frank to think that he could have a country and call it his own. Isn't that unbelievable? This is what the father said to her. Now, I applaud Frank for three things. First, I applaud him for going there. Second, I just really think it's important. Second, I applaud him for his compassion for the family. They became friends. Nobody could stay in a house for 30 days with people, and they seemed to be nice people. Nobody could stay there with them and not be friendly, and he was. He was very compassionate. And I also applaud him for his objectivity. But most of all, I applaud him for his work that he has done in this country, for this country, and his continued patriotism as a Minuteman in the activities that he does. I applaud him for all of those. Now, the family, I have questions for them. If you were doing so bad in Mexico, why did you have three kids? Somebody tell me that. And don't blame it on being a Catholic, because I know a lot of Catholics who go by the edict of the church and have one and two children. So don't blame it on your religion. Why would you lay up there and have three babies in a country where you can't make a living? That is outrageous. And if you're doing so poor when you come here and you're living in this little one-bedroom apartment, why the hell did you have two more? Now you got five kids. This is unbelievable. And even when the father says if he was granted amnesty, he would hire illegal aliens, he says it. He says, if I'm granted amnesty, I will hire illegals to be compassionate, to do the right thing. But if I'm asking questions, I'm going to ask most of those questions of the producers of the 30 Days program. I would ask them, why do you continually refer to these people as immigrants? They're not immigrants, they're illegal aliens. Why do you continually refer to Frank as anti-immigrant when you know that's a lie? He is only anti-illegal alien invasion. You made the point about the $15,000 that the family lived on. Why didn't you mention in your piece the obvious fact that there were two American-born jackpot babies that the family had that are now eligible for, guess what? Section 8 housing. So I'm sure that was a Section 8 apartment, not mentioned. They're eligible for WIC. They're eligible for food stamps. They're eligible for welfare. They're eligible for medical. And don't think that all five of the kids, whether they're illegal or not, are not getting school breakfasts and school lunches. All at the behest of the taxpayer. All at our expense. And you're going to tell me they're living on $15,000 when we're feeding their kids two out of three meals every day? No, they're not living on $15,000. They're getting a gapper from the government. They're getting a check from the government. The government is giving them what they're not getting on a paycheck. And that angers me. And I would also ask the producers of this 30 Days on FX, where's story number three? When are you going to do a story about the guy who lost his job to illegal aliens somewhere in this country? Some worker down in Georgia or Kentucky or Alabama who lost his carpet mill job or his construction job to illegal aliens. Why don't you do a 30-day story and show how Poe, not poor, how poor he is and how his family is struggling because of this invasion? You will never get that story out of them. You know why? Because it won't be full of the PCBS like this crap they turned out the other day. This is unbelievable. I applaud Frank, but I denounce these people for making a one-sided, idiotic puff piece about a bunch of people who have invaded my country. If I had a bus, I'd load them all on it tonight. I will drive the bus, I'll buy the gas, and I will take them back to their country of origin. And I will tell them, if you ever come back to my country again, I'm going to put you in jail for 5 years. I'm going to hand them a bottle of water and a bologna sandwich and say, adios, don't come back. We've got to get serious about this, folks. These people have no love for us. They have no compassion for us. They only want to come here and strip mine this great country of ours. And if we allow that, we are that stupid American that I talk about every week. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. I want to remind all of you out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks listening tonight at KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. All you folks in Las Vegas and listening in the other 11 western states, we will be on KDON for at least another month. They have renewed our contract for a month and maybe beyond that, but let's see what happens. If you like what we're doing, let them know. But we will be on through the month of August. I want to welcome all you folks at KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, we're back on the air in Phoenix, Arizona, folks. We're going to need your help to stay on there, but we are back on the air in Phoenix starting tonight live. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I want to welcome all the other folks listening on the RBN network all across the country. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. Don't forget you get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight, folks, no stranger to the horriblest clown of the week, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Good God. This week, he outdid himself with some of the most disgustingly middle-of-the-road and anti-conservative rhetoric, proving that he has as much qualification to be governor as my dog Fido. This guy's got no reason to be governor of this state. He angered Americans by saying terms like invasion or illegals were robbing our country showed, quote, the intensity of prejudice, end quote. If that wasn't enough to anger people and get them fired up against him, Schwarzenegger, in an interview with the racist newspaper L'Opinion, did an article where he said that he made a mistake by voting for Proposition 187 in 1994 and that he regretted praising the Minutemen for their work at the border. In his exact words, this is what he said in a town hall meeting in Temecula, California. Quote, I had this woman come up to me and say, stop the invasion. It was that kind of dialogue. It was invasion or robbing our country or they would take it back. They're trying to take it back, end quote. This really was the first time I had seen the intensity of prejudice, end quote. I must say, Herr Gruppenfuhrer, this isn't the first time I've seen your intensity of prejudice against Americans. You hate Americans. You always have, and you've shown that. You like our money, but you just don't like us. We've invited him on this show. I think he's got four or five reasons why he won't come. One of them I won't even play, but let's just say you find it in a deck of cards. You have continuously gone against Americans every chance you can on this issue, Mr. Schwarzenegger. He's a self-admitted centrist, folks, and the worst thing we can have is a centrist. I got more respect for a left-wing liberal. At least he is what he says. This guy can't make up his mind. Arnold, you are no Republican. You're not even a conservative. Why don't you stand up and open those big ears of yours and listen? Listen to what the American people are saying. They don't want this invasion. They don't want the amnesty. They don't want any of that. But that's what you're saying you are for. You are for comprehensive immigration reform. We don't want it. And just because you think you're going to win easy doesn't mean we like you, because we don't. This week, the governor of the state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, let's get right to our guests. Now, we have guests, and then we have guests. Here's a guy that I like. And I don't like him just because he's prominent and the whole world knows who he is. I like him because he does all these important radio shows and he still comes back on ours. Can you believe that? He comes on this little teeny tiny radio show to be with us tonight. He's a great guy, great American, the originator of the Minuteman, Mr. Jim Gilchrist. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say? Hello?
Radio broadcast. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
You are you are more than teeny tiny, believe me.
Well, I'm not talking
to... You are one fantastic teacher. I got my speaking skills from listening to you.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, that's the truth, audience. Now, the governor regrets praising the Minuteman.
Isn't that amazing?
I regret giving the governor a break by not running against him for the governorship.
Yes.
Because I probably could have kicked his ass halfway to Mexico City in the election. I know that sounds a little bit abrasive and a little obnoxious.
But it's a little bit true.
True.
There you go.
I'm really disappointed in the governor. Fortunately, I think this came the day... came the day after my book was released, and it may have something to do with what's in that book that I wrote about the governor.
I think it probably had a lot to do with it, Jim.
We certainly spared no one. There is no sacred cow in this. Oh, by the way, the title is Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders, and it's on sale just about everywhere. If you want to get to it right away, go to MinutemanBookClub.com. Now, you covered a lot of things there. They're all extremely relevant, Terry. And I'd like to make some mention about the tax cost. You know, I'm a CPA, California CPA, with an MBA in taxation. That was my trade before I became an activist after retirement. I'm going to tell you what this family of seven gets from the American taxpayers every year. The equivalent of $95,000.
And Jim, they'll tell you in a minute that there's people who say, well, they pay more in taxes than they get. And
that's
just baloney. A crony.
That is just the biggest heap of propaganda and balderdash and garbage. That's something that only the governor would believe. Now, that extrapolates out to someone earning $140,000 a year before taxes. Then you take out all the income tax liabilities, and I'll end up with about $95,000 for purchasing power. And that's what they've got. They've got $40,000 in educational benefits for the children. They've got about $40,000 in combined medicals, HUD subsidy, rent subsidies, welfare.
None of that was mentioned on this program.
Things you mentioned, right, and none of that is covered. Now, I talked to Frank Francisco Jorge is his real name from Cuba. He's taken an American name, Frank George, and I talked to Frank about this. I saw him last Sunday. By the way, I'm out in D.C. I'm on my way to New York City tomorrow. I'll be on Lou Dobbs.
Right, we'll watch.
And I talked to Frank last Sunday before I came out to East here. And he told me that he did not agree to have them morph that program the way they did, but apparently they had him sign a waiver, so he had no legal recourse.
And Jim, you and I have been around this thing long enough to know what they'll do with you with a pair of scissors and a pencil. They'll make you look all kind of ways. I was very proud of Frank. It didn't bother me. They tried to make it look like he softened quite a bit at the end. Well, he softened a little toward the family. Who wouldn't? But he still held his conviction that he would deport him if he could.
And I agree, because to do otherwise, to hold a conviction otherwise, would be to justify criminal behavior.
Right.
Now, look, there are 6.5 billion people in the world. Okay, fine. We all want to feel good about ourselves. We want to feel touchy-feely and warm and fuzzy. All right, fine. The heck with all law enforcement. Just bring 6.5 billion people, the world's population here. We don't need law enforcement. We don't need cops. No cops, no judges, no nothing. Let's just have total chaos and mayhem, just the way the American Green Party wants it and the way the American Communist Party and the Anarchist Party want it.
And Jim,
they have everything to gain if we have chaos and anarchy.
And Jim, that same free-for-all, that chaos and anarchy is what drove those people to this country in the first place.
Yes.
In their former countries.
And I agree that the using of the term gabacho and gringo, which is used against me along with my American-Mexican friends and my American black friends, American Asian friends are all involved in the Minuteman Project. We do have a problem here, and I think you've coined the phrase the Tan Clan.
Yes, sir.
That is the 21st century KKK, Terry.
Yes, they are.
The KKK in 1920 had about, I read somewhere where they had 4 million members. Well, after 60 years of working on them with law enforcement and getting them dismantled, they are down to 2,000 members, and that's a believable amount. I have never met I don't know if they really do.
You've got a lot more than 2,000 in the Klan with the tan. I trust.
Yes.
I'm not going to say most Hispanics, but a lot of these newly arrived ones and a lot of these troublemakers, they are some of the most racist people you will ever meet.
I agree, and that's the point I wanted to make. We had to use 60 years of legislation government to get rid of the white KKK, the original KKK group.
Right.
We're going to have to do the same to dismantle La Raza, which is, we refer to them as the La Raza Nazis and the Mecha racists. And what they have done is the same thing the KKK did during its formative years, and that's get people into politics like Mayor Villaraigosa, who is an outright racist. He's an outright ethnic cleansing provocateur. He's done it with the Minutemen. Anyone affiliated with the Minutemen are not welcome. There's an official proclamation, a false law, if you will, that was passed by him and all 10 members of the L.A. City Council. That's something that hasn't been since American Africans were legislated out of communities in the Deep South. Remember those days?
Jim, you know I don't, but I heard about them. I'm not quite that old.
Back in the 50s and 60s, I was a young kid and a teenager.
I remember. You and I are the same age.
And it was still there, and they finally got rid of that. But that's what's happening now. You're getting La Raza and Mecha,
and it is exactly
in every high school.
And Jim, it is exactly the same thing that we had then, except just a different set of people. No difference. And if it was the white folks doing it, we'd be hearing from the Black Caucus, no justice, no peace. But the fact that the people have a shade to their skin, they're letting them do it. Jim, we're coming up on a hard break here. I don't want to keep you all night. One more time, real quick, how do we get your book?
Get my book at any bookstore, Amazon.com, or if you want a signed copy from Dr. Corsi and me, the co-authors, visit us at MinutemanBookClub.com or MinutemanProject.com.
We brought you on here because I want everybody to buy this book. It's a great book. I want everybody to get a copy of it, and I want you to get it now. I want you to run those sales through the roof, folks. Jim, I got to go. We got a hard break. I've been watching the wrong clock, but we're going to be okay. Thanks for coming on with us, buddy. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Terry. Looking forward to seeing you very soon.
All right, pal. You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Great guy. Jim Gilchrist, folks. All right, folks. Let's listen to Augustin Sabeda. Listen to what he has to say. Let's see who's the racist, folks. Let's see who is the racist.
I was Dean Sabeda, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock! Build them! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. If they have a duty to die, they're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children. We're going to take over.
That's our first time. This is our plan. This is Mexico. There are pilgrims.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The real deal, sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. Folks, I want to do a little begging tonight. As you know, we're back on the air in Phoenix. You know, it's expensive to be on these radio stations. We have to pay for what we get. Some of the stations give us a really, really good price, and some of them don't. Some of them gank us, as we say here in the ghetto. But we still have to come up with the money. We don't take any salaries here. We do this out of love for our country because we do want to save the country. There's nothing more important than saving this America right now. I've got grandkids, folks. I got kids and grandkids. I want to leave them something. I don't want to leave them a hellhole full of illegal aliens or some place that looks like some town in Mexico or Belize or Guatemala or somewhere. I don't want that. So what I'm asking is to give us some help. I know a lot of you folks listen and you don't. It's just like the public radio and public TV stations, when they do their annual thing or quarterly, whenever, they say there's people out there who watch and never give anything. And there's some people that we've gotten money from faithfully for the 5.5 years we've been on the air. All we're asking is to help us. The check you give us goes straight to these radio stations, you know? So if not you, who? We need your help. We hope you will think about it. If you decide to give us some help, we need it, and we need it on a regular basis. I'm not asking you to send thousands and thousands of dollars. Some people send small amounts. Some people send bigger amounts. Send what you can. And I hate to even bring it up. You know how seldom I do this because it doesn't go down good with me. But we need the help. We really do. So if you want to help us there, especially you folks in Phoenix, we need somebody to kind of underwrite that for us because we're you know, it's tough. But if you guys want to help us, send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I will give that out again at the end of the show. Have your pencil ready. Or you can go right to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. You can donate on PayPal. It's all quick. You can do it that way, or you can send us a check. If you send us a check, folks, $15 or more, we'll send you a pen. We just got another supply of pens. If you want a pen, just write in your note, send a pen, please. We'll get one right out to you. They're real nice. People like them, and we do that to say thank you. We do the calendar thing once a year, too, so you can put that on your refrigerator and remember us. We're out of calendars now, but we'll be doing that pretty soon, another couple of months. We need your help to stay on the air. I hate talking about it. I hate asking. There it is. I'll give out the phone number at the end of the show, and hopefully we'll get some money in to be able to stay on the air. It's not easy, and it's hard. You know, people say, well, why don't you get sponsors? Why don't you get sponsors? It's hard, really, folks. We have a couple, but it's hard to get sponsors with this kind of material on this subject matter. People are afraid to sponsor you because it is distasteful. That ugly PCBS rears its head again, and people say, well, I can't sponsor you because people will think I'm a racist. I'm no racist. I just love my country. So there it is. Enough said. Let's get straight to the phones. Let's go to my buddy Luca calling from Apple Valley, California. Luca, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, first of all, we're now in Golden Valley, Arizona. But yes, you made a great point tonight, and I want to give you a little tip. This is for all the members of NRA, okay? That they used to give money to NRA as a members and as supporters. It's time to give all the money to Terry Anderson. I tell you why. Listen to me carefully. Just 2 days ago, I received a letter from NRA membership because an answer as to my former letter to the Mr. LaPierre, the vice president. Remember, everybody, why I sent this letter to NRA. Bottom line, we found out there is a website of NRA in Spanish only. It's a racist website, it's a discriminatory website, and it's a wrong website. NRA is an American National Rifle Association, right. American organization, and Bill of Rights was written in English. There is no need to pander the Hispanic population. I was very fed up. I wrote a nice letter. I also met Mr. LaPierre live in Las Vegas, and he told me that he agreed with me. But bottom line, I received this letter. They told me the sequent phrase, the following phrases. Dear Mr. Zanna, Spanish is the most growing language that we have. If you don't like it, our website, just resign your membership. And you know what?
They told you that.
Yes, I have. By the way, I'm going to send you a scan version of this letter. I want you published. You want to put on your site. And I tell you this, my friend. All the money that we give to NRA, we need to give to Terry Anderson. Because, unfortunately, the enemy is already inside the NRA. It's part of the Republican Party. That, unfortunately, been sold out. And even there are some good people. I'm saying this, Mr. LaPierre, when I met him in person in Las Vegas, I think he's a good man. He stands for right things. Unfortunately, already corrupted, and the core is corrupted. And I'm not going to give any type of support to the organization that's going to sell us out, because that's what comes to you. So I tell you something, my friend. I used to give to as a life membership, easy life plan, a certain amount of money every 3 months, and that's going to go straight to you. So you wait for the check, and I pledge everybody, please, think about that. You want to support the Second Amendment? Go to Guns Owners of America. Go to other organizations. And most important, we need to first save the country. We need to completely give a gesture. We are not going to. I think that, bottom line, the Hispanic and illegals, they are more important than Americans.
That's what it seems like. Luca, I really appreciate that, buddy. I really do. And folks, what he's saying is true. What is an American organization doing with a foreign language webpage talking about this is the fastest growing language? No, English is the language of this country. You know, that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you start doing these things, well, yeah, they will be true.
Terry, remember also what I said to them when I met LaPierre. Mr. LaPierre, what would Mr. President Teddy Roosevelt would have said to you? By the way, Teddy Roosevelt was a life member of NRA. So what do you mean? Remember his speech about immigration. English is the only language.
That's right.
We need to give this to this country.
And he demanded, Teddy Roosevelt demanded that all immigrants who come here legally learn this language.
Exactly. There is no excuse. They're sold out. My friend, support Terry Anderson. Call NRA, get mad in a polite way, and tell him why you're dumping him. Maybe one day they listen to us.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
I love you, Terry.
All Bye-bye. Right, buddy. Take care. Let's go to Joe calling from Pasadena, California. Joe, what do you hear? What do you say?
How are you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I called you before. I used to live in Highland Park, and I told you that, you know, I have been confronted by that gang out there, you know, years ago. That gang been running around there a long time, you know. They've been trying to eliminate blacks out there for years.
Highland Park is one of the worst places for anybody to go now if they're of the black persuasion. They will kill you there.
Well, you know, they don't tell anything because it's the, what do you call it, the Chamber of Commerce hides everything, and they don't put nothing in the news. So, you know, but that's the only thing I didn't want to say. I want to say real quick, I was in Pasadena where I just moved into. I was in a 99 cent store the other day. I was in line. There were two young ladies there, and they were talking about saying, I hope that's a Minuteman and all that. And then I turned around and said, what do you think if I'm not a Minuteman? And they said, F you, just like that. I mean, right away, they were like 17 years old, 16. I said, that, I shouldn't have said it, but I said, that's the Aslan. She said, this is Aslan. This is not America. This is Aslan. This is, and they start going rapping and rapping, F you and all that. I couldn't believe the words that come out, 16 years old. But I just let you know that I said, God bless America, and they said, F you. And, but I'm saying that they're out here.
Let me tell you something, Joe. We will win.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now that I'm going to let you know that my mom's a minister. She's black, but she showed, the Lord showed her, I'm going to say, that God's on our side, and he's going to use her like a broom to keep them all out of here.
Even the Bible says that you must obey Caesar's laws. You cannot be in a country illegally.
Right,
so,
he's going to sweep them all out of here when he's on our side.
All right, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's go to Scott calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Scott, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I'll make it quick and sweet. That last caller got me really motivated. I'd like to donate $20 a month for the next year. I used to be a member of the NRA and got their magazine, and I haven't done that in a while, and I enjoy your show every weekend. I went on vacation, and I didn't listen to it for two weeks, but I feel like I lost out on it so much.
Went through withdrawal like a junkie, huh? I appreciate it, Scott. Scott, make sure you call the NRA and tell them. It's very important that they know that you feel that way. It really is.
Oh, yeah. But $20 a month for the next year.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I hope at least a dozen callers or more do the same thing.
Well, buddy, I really appreciate it, Scott. Thank you so much, buddy.
You got it.
Take care. All right. Let's go to Gary calling from Riverside, California. Gary, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How you doing? I'd like to tell you a little fact. I'd like to tell you about a field trip I took this week.
Yes, sir.
In the Union Tribune in San Diego, all three hospitals south of the 8 freeway, which is about, it runs probably about 8 to 10 miles north of the border, they're going to be closing. They're going to lose three more hospitals, and those people have to go up to La Jolla or something, so it's going to probably bankrupt those hospitals too.
That's amazing.
But I want to tell you about a field trip we had with Immigration Watchdog. We filmed a video this Wednesday. We went to Rancho Penasquitos Canyon. There was migrant camps there. And what I want to tell the people out there is this is the future of America, and I saw it in these camps. Around these canyons are $1 to $2 million homes. There was in these canyons, there's hundreds of these little camps of these migrant workers, and I'll tell you what we saw in there, and it was pretty frightening. As we drove in there on the streets with these million-dollar homes, these illegals had their cars parked up there, and they'd walk down these canyons and stay at night. 90% of all the cars had expired licenses on them. But when you come in there, this is an environmentally protected area. It says you're not to be in there, you're not to be off the roads. They had their cars parked on environmentally sensitive ground. They had cut the weeds down. There was fires going everywhere.
They are the absolute chosen people, Gary.
Exactly.
They can get away with things that you and I cannot do.
Well, let me just say something. There's a horse canyon fire, something that are 15,000 acres burning right now, caused by these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But when we went in there, when we got up on top of the canyon wall, I thought it was a roach coach, you know, one of those food wagons. Well, there was one there, and I got to looking, and guess what this actually was? It was a mobile clinic by the county of San Diego giving free services in this canyon to these illegal aliens.
Well, Gary, at least you get to see your tax dollars at work. You can see where your tax money went. You ought to thank them at least for that.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
Why didn't they send an ice van in there with a lot of leg irons and shackles and handcuffs? You know what I mean? And cuff them up. Cuff them and stuff stuff them. That's what they should have done.
Well, let me tell you what happened is we had our Minuteman stickers on our truck, and we went in there with Brooke from Immigration Watchdog, and we started filming our video. And these county workers were Hispanic, and I went up there, and I told them, and it was real hot that day. I said, it's 103. Could I see the doctor because I got a headache? And they were all Hispanic, and they said, well, you need to go to Walmart or you need to go to Save On. I said, just a minute, sir. There's an Empower law. Are you denying me services? It's a $50,000 fine. But anyway, you had your county services down there, and you had these roach coaches down there, and we got there about 4 o'clock. These guys started coming over the hill, and by the time we were there for like 2.5 hours, there had to have been 200 to 500 people in this canyon, and everywhere you looked in the brush were sleeping bags, were bicycles, and let me tell you what goes on in those canyons. They have totally environmentally thrashed those canyons. There's beer bottles, broken glass, all these things that have happened up there, and one thing that you find is up there is there's human feces everywhere, and there's used toilet paper, and they just throw their trash everywhere. But the other thing that's up there, what people need to be made aware of, is we found places up in the eucalyptus areas where there was a lot of trees. We found hundreds of used condoms. They are bringing these young girls over from Mexico and making sex slaves out of them as young as 11, 12 years old.
I was talking to a guy from down your way who told me that he walked through a similar area, and that's exactly what he saw, the same thing. It's just, you know, Gary, it's unbelievable that our government will allow that. If you don't cut your lawn, they'll give you a ticket. If you park a car on your grass, they'll give you a ticket. If you don't paint your house, they'll give you a ticket. But these people can come in. They are the absolute chosen people. They can get away with anything. They are the Israelites of today. They can come here and do whatever they want, and they are untouchable. Totally untouchable. Gary, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy. Very enlightening. All right. Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville, California. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, let me tell you about the chosen people. These people originally came. Next time I hear them say, I've lived here for 45,000 years, you remember this. They came out of Jerusalem and from South Africa to South America, and they originally landed in Chile. And then they landed in Central America later on. These people did not come here originally. So when they tell you to go back to your home country, you tell them they better go back to theirs.
Yeah.
And by the way, we are saving this country not just for Americans. We're going to save this whole hemisphere. So if they want to help, they better go back and fight hard. Now this, for my dear friend, Luca. Luca, I want to make sure all the people over there that support Mark Edwards and Wake Up America, you brother and your sisters out there, you send money to Terry Anderson also. He needs it, and we need to support him as long as he's going to be on the air. And as long as some of the people from Cato will be on the air, we want him on the air too. I went to Nauvoo, Illinois for a church wedding in the temple over in Nauvoo. I flew into Moline, Illinois, went on the Iowa side to Burlington. I went to a fine hotel by Marriott, and you know what? I was served and helped by Americans.
Isn't that amazing?
One illegal alien.
You mean in one of those jobs that we won't do?
That's right. And then from there I went, but then what was interesting is that there was no dirty diapers on the highway.
No.
There was corn, thousands of it, and it was, but it was clean, fresh air.
Yeah, but there's supposed to be corn there, you know?
I just noticed something here, Terry. I'm going to have to call the Iowa Army Ammunition Post plant. It's just outside Burlington. I'm going to find out if the illegal aliens are working there. But I didn't find any in Fort Madison. I didn't find any in Nauvoo. I didn't find any illegal aliens in Cartridge. If they're over in the slaughterhouses, they might be there.
Well, they are, Jerry. And it's a funny thing. They will gravitate to certain jobs, and then once they get there, they spread out. They start going to better jobs. Yeah. They start moving up, shall we say? Jerry, I got to go. I got a full board. I'm going to try to get to everybody.
I'll see some at Atlanta on the way home.
All right, buddy.
God bless.
Take care. All right, let's go to Brad calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Mr. Anderson, let me ask you: when these illegal Hispanics get enough people, because I know there's a lot of people out there in America that don't feel a threat to these people, and everybody's holding hands and singing "We Are the World" and everything. But do you think when they get strong enough and they get enough people that they will force like a civil war?
Absolutely.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely.
Okay. In a lot of ways, that's good. I hate to say that, but there...
No, that's what, that might be what it's going to take, Brad. I mean, you know, that might be what it's going to take. But I don't think they will force the Civil War from their side. I think it will come from our side. I think the American people will get so fed up and see that their government's not doing anything. And that means both parties pretty much have betrayed us. But we got a lot more Republicans on our side than we do Democrats, and they're proving that in the House of Representatives right now. But having said that, I think the American people are going to get so angry with this that they're going to start the Civil War. Now, I'm not saying we should go out here and attack these people. That's not what I'm saying. I want to do this thing legally. But I do think it's going to come to that. I think there's people with less restraint than you and I have who will take it out there and get very personal about it. So that's what I'm trying to avoid with this show, is to get it done legally in the bounds of our country, in the bounds of our laws, and get it fixed. And if not, yes, I say there will be a civil war, either started by us or by them, but it will come.
Yeah, I think, in a way, you know, I hate to see something like that, but I know...
I do, too.
There's no choice, but you're right. Our politicians on either side, they sold us out, and I can't figure out why, and it just doesn't make any sense. Nothing makes any sense in this country anymore.
Well, Brad, it's like I always say, I don't advocate it, but I do predict it.
All right. Well, yeah,
thanks for the call. Call me Gabe. We're going to be on in Vegas at least another month.
Hey, listen, who do I call to tell them I like your show?
It's Beasley Broadcasting, and I don't have the number here in front of me, but we'll get it up on our website. It's Beasley Broadcasting, and they're in Florida, and they're taking over. This is our last night on the old K-Don, and the new people are taking over starting tomorrow, I believe, or day after tomorrow. And they've extended us for a one-month contract, so we will be on for the month of August. After that, I don't know.
Okay, but I can still hear you here for the next month, right?
Yes, sir.
In Las Vegas.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Brad, call me again.
After your rule.
Take care, buddy. All right. Let's go to Thomas calling from Winnetka, California. Thomas, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, I love you. I love you a lot.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say, I'm not homosexual.
No. Hey, brother, I picked it up right away. I got my radar up. No problem.
And Jim Gilchrist, I just love him to death.
He's a good
guy.
I
love what he stands for. I hate all the racist claims that these idiots have tossed against him when these people should not be in this country in the first place.
Thank you.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger, I am against him. He is against the American people. Like you said, I am disgusted by him. And I am not voting for him. I voted for him before, but I will never vote for him again.
Well, you know what, Thomas? Here's the deal with Arnold. Arnold is a self-proclaimed centrist. He's in the center, and he moves to the center on everything. He thinks that's the way to do. That's the punk way to do. You know what I mean? I'm going to send him a new pair of scissors in the mail tomorrow. I'm going to send him FedEx to him, you know?
Maybe we should send him some spandex.
Well, I don't know about the spandex. I'm going to send him some scissors. You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do with the scissors? I want him to trim that lace off those girly men drawers that he wears. Because I'm sure he's got lace panties on right now. He might be getting them from his wife. I don't know. But my point is, he's always calling somebody a girly man. It's a girly man who gets in the middle and won't make a decision.
That's what I think.
This guy knows how the people of this state think. He knows how we feel. He knows what this problem, what this scourge of illegal aliens is doing to California. And then he says he's against the Minuteman, and he's against Prop 187, and he's for this comprehensive immigration reform.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
That's like having George Bush as governor.
Well, yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, he was the governor of a border state, and now he's the president. And this guy really wants to be president, too.
Oh, God.
And it's against our Constitution. But don't think Arnold's not going to try to change that. I wouldn't vote for him to be a dog catcher. That's just my opinion. Thomas, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale, California. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, I just love your show. It's just great. You know what?
Thank
scares,
you, sir.
What scares me more than anything else is... you know, if we don't win this year, this November election, and these congressmen give amnesty to all these people, and then they become citizens, I bet you'll find the next step is a fast track to citizenship and get them all registered to vote in the next election, 2008. That's why we absolutely have to win this year, because 2008 could be too late. So I have a website. I'd like everybody to go to it. It also has a link to your website. There's a link to CCIR and FAIR and all the good groups. There's a link to Gilchrist's site and the Minuteman site. That's ElliotGraham.com, www.2Ls2Ts.graham.com. It also has a link to Ed Noonan's website, and he is the American Independent Party candidate for governor, the only candidate for governor that's with us on this issue. And he's the one I'm going to be voting for. Really great guy. And the American Independent Party, they're going to have a platform committee meeting coming up soon. I bet you're going to find that instead of having these planks in alphabetical order, they're going to put the immigration issue up first.
I think they're going to all have to start doing it first, Elliot. It's coming to that.
And so we have to win this year. I don't think we have a chance.
I agree.
We absolutely have to win. So everybody go to the website, get the information you need, and any other candidates can take note of all of these websites and add links on their websites to these websites, because we need to spread the word, we need to spread it fast, and people have to change their voting habits. We have to stop voting for these well-financed incumbents.
Well, if they're against us, we've got to get rid of them.
And these
big
corporations,
yeah, absolutely,
they're financing this stuff.
All right, Elliot, thanks for the call.
Right, thank you.
Take care. Let's go to Pete calling from Paradise, California. Pete, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey,
not much time, buddy.
I'm your screener, and he didn't hear this yet, so I guess I'm probably going to be the first guy to bring this to your attention. But there's a thing called CW2, Civil War II. I've heard rumors of it for the last couple of years, but living up in the North Country, I've been talking to a lot of these good old boys, and not rednecks, but, you know, just salt-of-the-earth type of people. And they're all for the Minuteman organization, and they're getting all pretty ticked off at the lack of Border Patrol and all this kind of stuff.
Pete, what real American would be against the Minutemen? You know what I mean? No real American's going to be against them because the Minutemen are real.
There you go. And it's like, you know, like El Reconquista started out being like a hush-hush thing with the illegal aliens.
Well, we all laughed at it. Glenn Spencer used to tell us about La Reconquista, and we all laughed. Oh, that's a bit much. We're not going for that. Well, guess what? It's in full swing right now.
Yeah, and now they're all out of the closet on El Reconquista, and they're jamming it down our throats.
There you go.
CW2 is out of the closet, and that's starting to get the ball rolling here.
You know, I remember I saw a movie on HBO a few years ago called The Second Civil War. It was an HBO movie, and they were shooting at the L.A. City Hall. And it was a bunch of black guys, gang members, out there with guns talking about, we're not going to let the Mexicans take over this town. And it was really prophetic. I mean, at the time, it seemed a little much. But you know what? Now it's not enough. Now it's not quite strong as it should be. And it's exactly prophetic as to what's going on now. It's really amazing. They are now taking over. And I'm not talking about Hispanics. I'm talking about Reconquista Hispanics, like our mayor, like the head of our California Assembly, like our lieutenant governor. All of these people are racist, and all they want to do is do the bidding of Mexico and for their own race, and they don't care about the rest of us because we don't happen to look like them, talk like them, speak the same foreign language. Therefore, we are not as good as them. We are inferior, and that angers me.
You're definitely right. And yep. You know what? One of the last straws on the camel's back that made me move up to the northern country here was after that little mayor got...
That'll do it.
I said, that is the end of our freedom down there, and oh man, I pity people that still live in L.A. No offense, but
gotta go, Pete.
That's the beginning of the end down there.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, take care,
folks. Don't forget our sponsor, safestgold.com. That's the Jonathan Rose organization. The Capital Gold Group. His number is 1-800-510-9594. Stick around tonight on Laura's Mescal Live. Laura's talks to a Lebanese survivor of the Hezbollah terror. I'd like to tell you what I would do with Hezbollah. She has some very provocative things to say about the American vulnerability to terror and about the Muslim religion. Also, Laura's talks to Sean Hannity about supporting our troops. Stick around, Laura's Mescal. A great show. Folks, I want to thank everybody who participated. That address is the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to thank Les Blinkhorn for taking your calls and Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress also at Childress Auto Mall. That's immigrationbuzz.com. This week with the swings, conservatives and the globalist trap and what's in a word, you can read on our website. Don't forget the TerryAndersonShow.com, our good buddy Juan Man at DeepPointAliens.com. And don't forget, for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall.
how long before it hits rock bottom. Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.